This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia made its case to the world on Saturday for its war in Ukraine, repeating a series of grievances about its neighbor and the West to tell the UN General Assembly meeting of world leaders that Moscow had no choice but to take military action. At the heart of Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's address was a claim that the United States and its allies, not Russia, as the West maintains, are aggressively undermining the international system that the UN represents. His speech was Russia's chance to respond to a days of denunciation from the podium at the premier annual gathering of presidents, premiers, monarchs, and government ministers. The war has largely dominated the discussion, which many countries laying into Russia for its February 24th invasion, nuclear threats, allegations of atrocities and war crimes, and ratcheting up its campaign by mobilizing some of its reserves, even as the attack. North Korea has fired a short-range ballistic missile toward its eastern sea, extending a provocative streak in weapons testing as U.S. aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises in response to the more growing nuclear threat. And the South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile launched Sunday from the western inland town flew 370 miles cross-country on a maximum altitude of 37 miles before landing in waters off North Korea's eastern coast. It is possible that Sunday's test could soon be followed with another ballistic missile launch, as South Korean officials said on Saturday. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Florida, the governor, Ron DeSantis, has declared a state of emergency across his entire state as tropical storm Ian gained strength over the Caribbean and is forecast to become a major hurricane in coming days. An emergency order DeSantis initially issued for 24 counties was expanded to a statewide warning on Saturday. The government is encouraging residents and localities to prepare for the storm, which could lash large swaths of Florida. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is forecast to rapidly power up to a hurricane by Sunday and a major hurricane by late Monday or early Tuesday. It's expected to move over western Cuba before approaching Florida in the middle of next week. NASA is skipping next week's launch attempt of its new moon rocket because of a tropical storm that's expected to become a major hurricane. It is the third delay in the past month for the lunar orbiting test flight featuring mannequins but no astronauts, a follow-up to NASA's Apollo moon landing program of a half century ago. Hydrogen fuel leaks and other technical issues came as previous scrubs. Currently churning in the Caribbean, Tropical Storm Ian is expected to become a hurricane by Monday and slam into Florida's coast by Thursday. Saudi Arabia appears to be leaving behind the stream of negative coverage killing of Jamal Khashoggi elicited since 2018, once again enthusiastically welcoming back late, polite, and powerful society as no longer is frowned upon to seek their investments and accept their favor. Saudi Arabia's busy week of triumphs, including brokering a prisoner swap between Ukraine and Russia, holding a highbrow summit on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, marking the country's National Day, hosting the German Chancellor, and discussing energy supply with top U.S. officials. The pivot is drawing focus back to the Crown Prince's ambition for rebranding of Saudi Arabia and its place in the world. There is more at VOANews.com. At VOANews.com, via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.